One of the most frightening experiences of my life was many years ago when I crossed the English Channel. You know where the English Channel is? It's between France and England. And you know, whenever you cross that channel, whenever you cross that sea, actually, you have to take a ferry. You know what a ferry is? Okay, so a ferry is a huge boat that actually carries a lot of people and carries a lot of cars, right? So I remember that day. I usually enjoy sailing, but that day was horrible. I mean, the weather was horrible, so it rained a lot. A storm raged against that huge boat, and the waves were huge. And I told you, I usually enjoy sailing, but that day was bad. So I got seasick. But you know what? I wasn't the only one, because I was part of a group of kids. And we were traveling all the way to England because we were about to attend a camp in England. So there were many other kids, but I remember that some of them had something to eat before they got on board. So can you imagine how the deck of that huge boat looked like by the end that huge boat reached its destination? It was bad. Now, as I'm thinking about my bad experience with traveling by ferry, I just remember an episode that the disciples of Jesus Christ, with Jesus Christ, they went through a similar experience. And you have your Bibles with you. I want to encourage you to turn your Bibles to Mark chapter 4. Verse 35, so if you have your Bibles with you, and I hope you have with you, please follow me closely as I'm going to read chapter 4 from Gospel of Mark, and I'm going to start reading verse 35, and I'm going to go till verse 41. So here's what the Bible says. The day when evening came, he said to his disciples, "Let us go over to the other side." Leaving the crowd behind, they took him along, just as he was in the boat. There were also other boats with him. A furious storm came up, and the waves broke over the boat, so it was nearly swamped. Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a cushion. The disciples woke him and said to him, "Teacher, don't you care if we drown?" He got up, rebuked the wind, and said to the waves, "Quiet. Be still." Then the wind died down and it was completely calm. He said to his disciples, "Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?" And they were terrified and asked each other, "Who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him." Amen. Now, the big question of this passage is, whose idea was to get in the boat? Whose idea was to get in the boat? You see, the Bible tells us that at the end of that day, when Jesus Christ and disciples, they finished ministering, after many hours of giving of themselves to just minister the needs of other people, the Bible tells us that Jesus Christ told them, what did he tell them? "Let us go over to the other side. Let's get on that boat." So what happened? While they were sailing, the Bible tells us that a storm came up from nowhere and the waves started to hit the boat. And you know what? The water got into the boat and they started to bail it out, but the water was faster than them, so they couldn't keep up with getting the water out of the boat. So if you look at this passage, this small little fishing boat was bobbing like a cork as wave after wave after wave crashed into this boat. And the Bible tells us that there's nothing worse than being in a small fishing boat in the darkness of night in a boat that's sinking in. There's nothing bad, nothing worse than that. So the Bible tells us that later, when they figure out they cannot help themselves, they cannot face these huge waves, the Bible tells us that they woke Jesus Christ up and they asked him a question that I often found myself asking Jesus. So they asked him, "Lord, do you not care that we are perishing. I found so many people and I heard so many people asking the same question all over again. Lord, don't you care that I'm out of my job? I have no money. Lord, don't you care that I'm alone? Don't you care that I want to give up? Lord, don't you care that all my friends have left me? Don't you care that my closest friend has just died? Lord, don't you care? Don't you care that I can barely keep balance between work and home and school? Lord, don't you just care? And I think so many times, I think I've asked God the same question like millions of times in a million of ways. Lord, don't you care? And one thing that I've discovered is that God's compassion is never measured by our circumstances. God's compassion is never measured by your circumstances and by my circumstances. And hear me out there. If there is one thing that I want you to learn tonight is that God cares as much when the storms are raging as when the seas are calm and the sun is shining. You see, His care, His mercy, His love is not limited to the sun who's shining. No, God's compassion is not limited to my and your circumstances. But you know what? Your storms that you get yourself in are sent by God with a certain purpose. And the purpose of those storms that God is sending into your life is to get you to that point where you look around and you start crying out to God and you tell Him, Lord, everything that was dear to me just died. And Lord, don't you care? Don't you care? And in that moment, not before, but in that moment when you cry out to God, Jesus Christ rises up and He says, be quiet, be still. And He calms everything around. So, just to make sure you get that point, you get this point from this passage, I want to ask you again, whose idea was to get in the boat? It was Jesus' idea all along. Now here's another question. Jesus Christ know that the storm was about to hit the boat? Of course, you know, He was the Son of God. But okay, He was the Son of God, but still He let them get in the boat. Now another question, I mean, could have He warned them about the storm? Of course. But why didn't He do that? And the reason is that because by telling them, He would have ruined a big lesson that they had to learn. A big lesson that you have to learn. A big lesson that we all have to learn. So the lesson that we have to learn is that we all have moments. I have moments and you have moments when you feel alone. You feel like God forgot about you. I mean, He doesn't remember your name. We have moments when life is so, it's so hard, it's so harsh, that sometimes even though we do our best to serve God, no matter the circumstances, we feel like God has forgotten about us. Now, I want to tell you tonight that in those moments when you feel alone, you feel like God forgot about you, you've got a choice. You have a choice to either think that this storm has been sent by God and you're not by accident in that storm. You are by, there is a purpose behind it. Or you can believe that you've been forgotten by God and God led you to be down there to figure out on your own. But when you decide and when you choose to believe that there is a person, you are not by accident down there, you acknowledge that Jesus Christ is the Lord of waves, the Lord of storms, the Lord of water that comes into your life that sometimes overwhelms you. In that moment, you recognize that God is in control. And in that moment, one thing that you have to do is when Jesus Christ asks you to get in the boat, you get in the boat. When Jesus Christ sleeps in that boat, then you have to carry on. When storm hits, then it's time to cry out to God. When Jesus Christ stands up, always the storm will quiet down. And you know what? When the storm will fade away, you'll look back and you'll see that your faith has grown stronger because of the storm you've been through. That's the whole point of this passage, and that's the whole point of us going through all kinds of storms. So I want to tell you tonight that even though you may feel like you're alone, you're not alone, because God's with you. He's sovereign. He's everything. He's having everything in control. And even though you might feel that you lost a lot or you lost everything, you haven't lost your Lord. The same person that saved your life, the same person that changed your life, the same person who's not only the Savior but Lord will be with you even though you feel like you're not seeing Him and you're not feeling Him. He's right there. There is a person, there is a purpose that God has in mind whenever He brings you to storms like this. So my encouragement for you is do not fear. Keep believing. Keep going. You have the Lord of the storms on your side. And one day He will show up. He will stand up. He will say to that storm into your life, He will say, quiet, be still. And in that moment, you will turn back and you will see, man, my faith has grown so much because of that storm that I've been through. So my encouragement for you is to have faith. Don't give up. There is a reason. And the purpose, the final reason, is that God will grow your faith to be a more mature person, to be a true disciple of Jesus Christ. So I just pray that whenever you go through storms like this, you will have faith till the moment when we will see our Lord, our Savior, face to face in heaven. Amen.